Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
To the Queen Mary at sea, Gregory Copley, the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, we begin with the grief that we record in Tehran for the loss of the president, President Ebrahim Raisi, dead in a helicopter crash in a remote area of northwestern Iran in very poor weather conditions. However, it is also accurate to say that right away, Javad Zarif, the previous foreign minister, blamed the United States for not providing updates of equipment since the Pahlavi dynasty. I understand this helicopter dated from that long ago, an American-built helicopter. At the same time, other voices in Tehran, since the accident over the weekend, are blaming Israel. Israel said we had nothing to do with this. And in any event, the conspiracy theories grow out of Tehran. The grief is obvious in the streets. Thousands of people, all male, are out raising pictures of Ebrahim Raisi. The significance here is that there's now a gap in the leadership in Tehran. Ebrahim Raisi, known in his younger days as the hanging judge, was responsible, I'm told, for the deaths of thousands of Iranians, young Iranians as well, signing death warrants. However, his death now is an occasion for worry about the future because he was one of two major candidates to be the new supreme leader when and if the President Khamenei passes on. He is 85 and has been ill for some time. Gregory, a very good evening to you. Your thoughts about the loss of Raisi. Heretofore, we've been told he was a tool of the supreme leader, not making independent decisions. But his candidacy to be the new supreme leader gave him some authority with his peers and his juniors. His loss, is this a gaping hole in the leadership, or will they recover quickly? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. It's not a gaping hole, but it is definitely a hole, given that the president, the elected president of Iran, does have capabilities which differ from period to period, and is not entirely a tool of the supreme leader. Ebrahim Raisi, who was only 63, so he started very young in the game of killing Iranians, was really, his style was of immense and instant repression on the Iranian population. So basically, the next president may or may not be as draconian as Raisi. I think that there'll be a great move to replace him as far as the electorate has any say in the matter, with a less draconian president. But that's not guaranteed because, let's face it, the clerics are wanting to reassert control, and they control who can stand for the presidency. And it's significant that the vice president, or the first vice president of the country, Mohammed Mokhber, has been appointed to basically handle a caretaker government until the newly scheduled June 28th election, rather than to see out the remainder of Raisi's term. So it's not really a normal approach to democracy as we would like it. So what his death showed was the fragility of the government. They're a little panicked. They did issue warnings that any statements which were hostile to either Raisi or to the clerical regime would be penalized rapidly and very heavily. So as a result, you've got the party faithful, if you like, the ones who are really faithful to the clerics, and as you say, mostly men, coming out with posters of Raisi and supporting his memory. But the overwhelming sentiment throughout the country has been one of joy that Raisi departed. So there's a feeling with the population that Raisi did matter, because he was, as you say, this man who was responsible for the death of tens of thousands of Iranians. And under him and under Supreme Leader Khamenei, what you're seeing is a major deployment of the available national security forces toward internal suppression of opposition rather than to any external defense capabilities. For the former foreign minister to say that this death, this accident with the helicopter was the fault of the U.S., is stretching the long bow. Yes, the B-212 helicopter, the Twin Huey, which was being used in this, is indeed almost 50 years old. But as you know, every day in Washington, D.C., we not only see the Black Hawk helicopters and the presidential helicopters going around, we do see a lot of Hueys, Twin Hueys of that vintage, still flying and still in very good order. But what the Iranians clearly are facing is a lack of commitment to maintaining these forces. They can get the Huey parts on the world market, and they've been doing so successfully for many, many years. There are many examples of these helicopters all around the world in countries which have not been supported by the United States, so they're selling them off for parts. And what we saw in this flight was a three-helicopter presidential flight going from Azerbaijan back to Iran, and the other two helicopters did not suffer the problems. Yes, there was bad weather. What we're looking at is probably something like pilot error. There may have been some equipment malfunction we're not aware of. It's surprising, frankly, that they didn't fly back with a fixed-wing aircraft. And I think that was a bit of overconfidence, if you like, in the fact that they thought they were doing a domestic flight. But what we have to now see is, as you say, the impact on the next candidate for the Supreme Leader's position with the Supreme Leader Khamenei at 85 and not in good health. Raisi was one of the candidates, and he may well have been a leading candidate to replace the Supreme Leader, which would have been really, if you like, apocalyptic for the Iranian people. He was about to go for re-election for another term in the Assembly of Experts, which nominates the next candidate for the Supreme Leader. So we've dodged that bullet, because most other candidates are in some ways better than that. The other thing is that these helicopters were supposedly being run by the Red Crescent Society, that is the Iranian Red Cross, not by the armed forces. So it basically tells you something about the way they're, disguising the use of their assets. But it's believed that they were from the Iranian Air Force, which has not only the Bell 212s, but also the Augusta Bell 212s, which were provided by Italy. And I was in Iran with the Shah when those first ones were delivered in the 70s. The impact is going to be on the neighboring countries, Turkey, Russia, Saudi Arabia in particular, because they were in contact, not just the Turks and the Russians, of course, but the Saudis were in contact, and there was some suggestion that Raisi met with Saudi representatives in Azerbaijan on this particular trip. So they were trying to negotiate, if you like, a methodology of communicating between Tehran and ultimately Israel. So that was actually quite significant. But what we're seeing now is that Turkey will probably attempt to exploit this vacuum. Turkey and Iran have been at odds. We'll see Russia being very concerned about protecting its newly developed international north-south transport corridor, which has Iran as a vital hub getting down from Russian trade routes down through Iran to the Indian Ocean and on to India. So all of these are going to throw up some concerns. But what we see with this is the very fragile durability of the Iranian forces' capability. If they can't keep something as relatively simple as a Bell 212 in good operational order, they're in trouble. And we've seen this in all of the past or recent past with all Iranian military operations, whether it's their missiles and cruise missiles and drones going to Israel, whether it's their attacks in the Straits of Hormuz. They're not really substantive, and they don't really have that depth of capability. There's a hollowness in the Iranian armed forces, largely because the armed forces, whether it's Pasdaran or regular armed forces, are not the priority. The real priority is the Pasdaran and the Basij militia forces' capabilities within Iran. Favoring the clerics in this regard, however, is the fact that no really strong Iranian leader has yet emerged. When that leader does emerge, things will happen very, very quickly. But we're not seeing any evidence that there is externally or internally a point of focus of opposition to the clerics. But the capability of resisting a massive force of domestic population or regional or externally supported Iranian opposition is not very, very strong at this stage.
Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs at Sea on the Queen Mary. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bennett.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.